This business update is brought to you by Verizon Online DSL.
There's some good news today concerning job cuts around the country.
The pace of announced job cuts slowed down last month by 15.5%. Nearly 191,000 job cuts have been announced so far this year, nearly 5% below the first 2 months of 2005. The biggest cuts came in the auto sectors and government, but the telecom and some manufacturing sectors are improving.
CNN's Susan Lisovich. Lots of news concerning the airline industry today. Northwest Airlines continues to try to work out a deal with their pilots union. They reached a deal with their flight attendants yesterday, which included a pay cut. Delta, however, is not faring as well with negotiations. They and their pilots union did not reach a deal in the latest round of negotiations, which means an arbitration panel has now stepped in. These moves may likely cause fares to increase, which is the way to go, says CheapSeats.com airline expert Terry Tripler.
Well, they're going to have these wage cuts, number one, but they definitely have to increase revenue. They cannot be selling tickets at less than it costs them to operate.
But Tripler says that could be a gamble since there are passengers who won't fly because of price increases. American Airlines is now flying from Love Field for the first time in 5 years, raising the stakes in a showdown with rival Southwest Airlines, which is based at the Dallas airport. Vice President Dick Cheney is talking about retirement savings today at the National Summit on Retirement Savings. He says to make sure there's enough for you to retire on, Americans should start saving for retirement as soon as they start working.
The power of compound interest is even greater when people start saving early. Yet a lot of American families live paycheck to paycheck, often finding, as the saying goes, too much month at the end of the money.
Mr. Cheney says retirement savings are crucial since the Social Security system is in peril. With CNN Radio Marketplace, I'm Michelle Wright.
Want to improve your golf game? One store's got the new titanium driver for $100, another for $300. You'd grab the cheaper club, right? So why overpay for high-speed internet? Get the speed you need cheaper than most cable with Verizon Online DSL. It's the best value in broadband.